Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the ordinary council meeting for 17th of June. Okay, and welcome to everyone observing and to a long agenda that we have this evening. But before I commence, just so that everyone knows, I'll just announce some of the elected members. We have Councillor Mark Wilson. Okay, Councillor Alicinda Maywood, Councillor Kerry Donovan, and we've got Councillor Jenny Harrington, all to the left of us. And then to my left, we have Janine the Guru. Okay, everyone knows Janine. And then we've got the CEO, Jonathan Throssell, Executive Manager of Regulatory Services, okay, Fraser. Okay, and then our new Executive Manager, Jack. Okay, Jack Scott, and then exclusive Peter Kostian, the Exec Manager of Financial Services. So welcome all. Look, on behalf of Council, I would like to acknowledge the Whadjuk Noongar people as the traditional custodians of the land on which this meeting is taking place, and pay my respects to the elders past, present and emerging. I also like to announce to the gallery that this meeting is being audio recorded, so be mindful. You can always fine tune and listen to it when it's on YouTube or on our website. And also that no council decisions from tonight's meeting will be communicated or implemented until 12 noon on the first clear day working after this meeting, unless council by resolution carried at this meeting requested the CEO to take immediate action and to implement the decisions. Moving forward, record of attendance. We're a bit short tonight, so we have apologies, approved leave from Mayor Jim O'Neill, also Councillor Cliff Collinson, approved leave from Councillor Andrew White, and approved leave from Councillor Mac Fayol. Moving forward, disclosure of interests for elected members, any financial proximity or impartiality disclosures? Just looking to the left, nice and simple. And that's nil. It's time for public question time. I've assumed by the audience there is no public questions. Okay, so that is nil. Presentations and deputations, there's nothing listed for that as well, from 7.1 and 7.2. Moving on to applications for leave. Does any elected members have an application? Yes, Councillor. Thank you.
Apologies. I have leave request for the 2nd of September to the 22nd of September of this year, 2025.
Lovely. Councillor? Okay, just... So the 8th to the 18th? That's correct? Okay. Can I have a mover, please, for that leave? Okay, Councillor Jenny Harrington, can I have a seconder? Councillor Maywood, thank you. Any objections? If none, I'll put that motion. Please raise your hands to affirm. Thank you. Leave has been approved. Moving on to confirmation of minutes to the meeting occurred on the 20th of May 2025. Can I have a mover, please, for the acceptance of the minutes? Councillor Donovan, can I have a seconder? Councillor Wilson, thank you. Councillor Donovan, anything to add? Okay, lovely. Councillor Wilson, nothing to add?
No, nothing further.
Okay, lovely, thank you. If there's no discussion, I will put that motion that we accept the officer's recommendation to accept the minutes. Everyone for that motion, please raise your hands. Thank you. It's unanimous. Lovely. Moving on to announcements by myself. There is none. It's nil for this month. Other than I'm acting because Jim's away on leave. Unresolved business from previous meetings is nil. Records, reports and recommendations of committee is nil. Moving on to the substance of the meeting tonight is the reports of officers, item number 13. The first item before us is item 13.1, which is the East Fremantle Community Park, and particularly the approval of the business plan and operating budget for 25-26 for Belgravia. Can I have a mover for the motion that is on page, I think it's on page 18. Can I have a mover, please, for that? Councillor Wilson, thank you. And seconded, Councillor Donovan. Councillor Wilson.
Yeah, firstly, through the chair, if I may, a question in regards to the authority of the CEO on decisions regarding adverse financial position that Belgravia may face themselves in. Just wondering if the allocation of free memberships would be one such item that you would have authority to request them to review.
Yeah, thank you.
Through the chair, effectively any of those matters can be, although I note that because that is considered a fee and a charge, that would be a requirement of council to actually adopt or vary that proposed fee or charge. Whilst I can negotiate initially, I wouldn't be able to unilaterally just determine that they have to charge a fee or not charge a fee.
Yeah, thank you. I guess in moving the motion, we've reviewed the financial health and position of Belgravia at length over the last 2 years, really, and it's pleasing to see that they are heading in the right direction, whilst still noting that they have some work to go, still remaining in deficit. It is pleasing to see that next year does look a lot better for them, and I'm assured by council officers and the CEO that will be managing it quite closely, so I'm happy to move the motion.
Thank you. Councillor Donovan?
Look, I'd just like to comment on the rigorous process that's been outlined, it was outlined on page 12, going through all those reports, and it was just amazing the amount of work that went through. But what, and also the independent findings, and I think that was, they basically said that there wasn't, they looked at the cafe and how it was going and not going so well, or quite poorly, but there wasn't enough data or information or findings to make a decision, and I'm hoping, and as Councillor Wilson has said, it's going to be closely monitored, and I think on a weekly basis, their takings, etc. And it was promising that they actually said that they thought the Belgravia was quite conservative, whether that was attached to the KPIs or not. We don't know, but that was promising if they exceed their budget. And also it's good to note that they're not going to take the bonus, or even if they do pass the budgeted revenue. So with all that, I think for everybody's interest, let's hope it gets going. I think it's got lots of potential, and next year will be a better year.
Let's hope. Okay. Does anyone want to speak against the officer's recommendation? Okay. I just have a question on the back of on the comments that Councillor Wilson has made. So this report approves those memberships to the WAFL teams. That is correct.
Correct. At this stage, it does include what they've requested, which would make provision for those subsidies for the members of the East Fremantle Football Club.
Okay.
Players.
So just as a follow-up, that will be their league team only, not the Colts or Seconds or that sort of, do we know?
From memory, it said players. I understood that to mean the men's league, the women's league, their reserves, and potentially the Colts as well.
Okay. So without putting any further detail, I guess the concern that most of us had on that topic was if the gym itself is full of those players at any one time, but I know we put conditions in play that they can't be there as a group, that covers all those teams, does it not?
through the chair, correct, they did give indication that they would have procedures in place to ensure that it wasn't just group bookings for any of those teams, and they obviously would need to closely manage that, but that's their commitment that they gave in the proposition.
Okay. Lovely. Okay, thank you. Thank you, CEO. Look, I'm going to just follow up to say I'm supportive of the report. I'm supportive of that change, but I'm also note that this is a watching brief, including that latest the latest addition in terms of it. The review of the facility, the review of the football club is something that we'll soon get to later this year or early next year. Okay, and I have made my assumption that everything that we've agreed so far will be up for review at that point in time, and hence the decision tonight is on that basis as well. But that being said, in regards to all other items, I fully endorse all the other comments made by the other elected members. Councillor Wilson, would you like to close the conversation?
No, nothing further to add.
Okay, thank you. There's no further. Then I will. I put the officer recommendation as documented on page 17-18 with all the noted points of closing hours and also the authorisation of the CEO to give direction. I'm waiting for that motion. Please raise your hand. And that's passed unanimously. Thank you. Moving on to 13.2. The purpose of 13.2 is the approval of the corporate business plan for reporting to 2000. This is an update, I believe, isn't it?
Correct.
This is an update because we have another item to talk about that. Can I have a mover, please, for the motion? Councillor Wilson, signal Councillor Donovan, I saw your hand go up. Thank you, Councillor Wilson.
Yeah, thank you. Largely, the report speaks for itself. I guess what I will note is that Councillor officers have spent an inordinate amount of time in 24 and 25 on dealing with the East Fremantle Community Facility, and that's evident in the number of other activities that have had to have been delayed and deferred. So I guess I look to 25, 26 in picking up some of those, and I guess the next item on the report in the agenda speaks to that. But it is pleasing to see that we did tick off some of the items in the 24-25 still with the ongoing pressures of managing the community park, but looking forward to seeing more activity in coming years. Thanks.
Councillor Donovan?
Nothing much to add except they're quite clearly listed on the page before, on page 102, what's the projects that were finished. The ones that are 25, 26, and it's good to see that LED street lighting's scheduled for 26, 27. There's nothing else because that has been changed. And I also would like to commend the staff it's absolutely, the amount of work that this has all taken is huge. So well done to the corporate services and everyone else involved, and the CEO, of course.
I'll leave for the CEO.
Oh,
there's no more candles there.
Anyone else would like to speak against this report? I also commend the officers in total. I think 24-25 has been a bit of an up and down year in regards to stresses. All around the community, and I'm hoping we can get into a steady state for 25-26, and hence the management of projects across multiple years, which is a more manageable way of to working within the small community that we are here at East Fremantle. So I commend the report as well. So thank you. If there's nothing further, Councillor Wilson would like to. Any further comments?
No, nothing further.
Okay. Therefore, I close the debate and I put that motion as listed on page 31. Even for the motion, please raise your hand. And that's unanimous. Lovely. Moving forward, we look at the new year, the new corporate plan, which is, I think that's on page 35. Can I have a mover, please, for the business plan for 25 and 20, 29, sorry. Can I move it, please, for the new corporate plan? Elected members?
Oh, what are we looking at?
Councillor Maywood, thank you, and Senator Councillor Wilson. Councillor Maywood?
Yeah, thank you. I guess similar, echoing the comments made by Councillor Donovan and Councillor Wilson for the last item, but it's exciting to look to the future. I know a lot of our time has been spent looking at the community park, but yeah, it's really good to see the areas of priorities and the plans and projects coming up for the 25-26 financial year and the plans for the whole period, including being careful to align with community expectations.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Wilson, seconded?
Yeah, somewhat echoing Councillor Maywood's comments in regards to, you know, looking forward to the future. The plan is quite clear. The objectives are clear in that. And, you know, similarly, it's good to see that the community's expectations align with what councillors have put forward as the priorities, and they're reflected in the plan. So as we look to the budget item, which I guess is the second item on the agenda there for the special meeting, and ensuring that we appropriately budget for these activities to occur over the next 4 years is now the key focus.
Okay, thank you. Anyone like to speak for or against the motion?
No.
You speak for the motion? Okay, that's nil. Councillor May, would you like to close discussion?
Yeah, nothing further to add.
Thank you. There's no further discussion, therefore I'll put that motion forward. That's listed on page 39 to accept the corporate business plan for 25 to up to 2029, including the call of the special council meeting on the 24th of June in dealing with the approval of the new budget for the municipal budget. So anything for the motion, please raise your hands. Thank you. And that's approved unanimously. Lovely. I like a quick meeting. Okay, so 13.4. 13.4 deals with the employee superannuation code contribution, and particularly dealing with the uplift in the current, superannuation guarantee scheme that's happening on the 1st of July of this year. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Wilson, thank you. And second, Councillor Donovan. Mm-hmm. Councillor Wilson.
Yeah, I guess this this looks to rectify administrative error that was overlooked back in 2001, I believe, which I guess for the public sector, making something, you know, fair and equitable and transparent for all employees, and giving the CEO the ability to manage the superannuation how it affects those affected employees. I'm happy to move this to bring equality amongst the staff and ensure that we're retaining people where we can. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Wilson. Councillor Donovan?
I agree with that. I think it's important to be able to attract people, and also it's the sense of someone's getting something different than you and you're doing basically the same or sometimes even a little bit more. So it's perception, and certainly support it.
Anyone want to speak against this motion? Anyone want to speak for the motion? The only comment that I'm going to make is it's absolutely important. It's absolutely imperative for that small businesses like I treat the town as a bit of a small going concern. Is that you need to be able to attract and retain, and this is an administrative matter. It doesn't really belong in around this room in chambers, other than the budget that this will link to. So I note this gives the CEO the freedom to manage his staff and manage it, to making sure that we keep those that we need to keep and have the tools to enable to do that. So absolutely support the recommendation and the changes. Councillor Wilson, would you like to close the discussion?
No, nothing further to add. Thank you.
Nothing further. Lovely. Moving forward then I put that motion that's listed on page 70, okay, in regards to accept the revoking of the old policy, the authorisation of the CEO to determine the co-contribution rate as well as the deal with the impacted employees. So anyone for the motion, please raise your hands. And that's approved unanimously. Thank you. Breather. As we move to something a bit more exciting, 13.5, the Swan Yacht Club sauna. Okay. Before we put this through the CEO, does the exit manager registrar want to talk about this at all? Because this is the first time we saw this as a come forward.
Sure.
Okay.
Through for you, Deputy Mayor. So this is an application made to the DCBA, and what we're being asked, or you're being asked to do, is to make a recommendation to the approval process. the proposal is for a sauna to be located on two of the pens. I think you can see it showing orange in attachment one. With an ice bath and shower on it. The officers are generally supportive of the proposal, but have made a number of recommendations really to do with the management and the management of the facility, just to make sure that those are picked up and thought about by DCBA and when they consider this proposal.
Lovely. Does anyone have any questions for the officers? No? If there's... Councillor, no?
I did ask that
while I'm still...
Councillor,
can you...
Oh, sorry, I've got it on.
Okay.
Accidentally.
thank you, Councillor. I would.
Yeah. Who's going to monitor it? And it's not... so that's a question I would like you to respond to.
Through the chair, look, I'm not aware of what the monitoring regime will be. It will be the DCBA, though, that would be ultimately responsible for doing that, whether they actively check it out or whether they will just respond if any issues arise. I don't know how they would do that.
Okay. Thank you. Can I have a mover, please? Okay, Councillor Maywood, thank you. Signed Councillor Donovan. Oh, sorry, Jenny. Councillor Maywood.
I think so. Given the decision-making authority is the DBCA, but I'm happy to make a recommendation. I think this is a really exciting proposal. I've been really excited to see how that area of the river has been utilised by the community in recent years. You've got a couple of small businesses, cafes. You've got the yacht club. You've got the rowing club. In the morning, it's super busy. There's a definite community feel, and I think that this facility will add to that. And it's really good to see those public spaces being utilised by the community. Probably my only concern would be the potential environmental impact, but looking at the report and the fact that those potential chemicals such as sunscreens and tanning oils are going to be restricted on the facility, and the fact that it is a six-month trial, I'm happy to support the recommendation.
Thank you. Councillor Donovan?
I concur with Councillor Hayward. The only comment I've got to say is that there was a lot of work put into the responses. There certainly doesn't appear to be anything that's missed, and looking at especially graffiti, the water contamination, etc. And it is good to create more business and things for the community and activities. So I support it.
Thank you. Anyone who wants to speak against the motion? I'm saying, okay, there's no one wants to speak for the motion. Councillor Harrington, want to speak? Councillor Clinchett, put you. Thank you.
I think it's a great idea. I think that place will be humming in the summertime when this comes, and you've got people diving in and out of the water and in and out of the pond. So I don't know quite how they've been managing all of that. And I didn't notice that it was just available to members, but I should have asked that question earlier. But I think it's fantastic. I'm sure there's so many saunas in East Fremantle now, I don't know where to start. But One more I don't think is going to help, and it'll always level itself out once it gets going.
Okay. The exit manager just mentioned it's available to the public. Yeah, it is. Look, I also want to make comment that I think James Benham and the town planner did a fantastic job, particularly looking at those 19 conditions to ensure that we are protecting the river and we are protecting, the local area and the local community as well. So please, thank James, absolutely. Okay, this is one of those staff we have to keep, yeah? So moving forward, Councillor May, would you like to close the discussion?
Yes, nothing further to add.
Lovely. Okay, there's nothing further, then I put that motion. I think, I'm not sure what that page that's on, but that's 150, thank you, Councillor. Yeah, on page 150 to accept the sauna and all its conditions. So I put that motion. Please raise your hand in acceptance. Thank you, and that's unanimous. Lovely. Are we only halfway through? No, we're not. Just 13.6. That's correct, isn't it? So 30.6 is... What am I missing on my report?
That's the heading.
Yeah, because my
no, it doesn't. The heading didn't come.
The heading didn't come. Okay, so item 30.6 deals with the local planning scheme number 4, and therefore the preparation for the new scheme. I think this was discussed at a forum, so we won't ask any questions. Can I have a mover, please, for the item? Councillor Mark Wilson, thank you. Seconder? Councillor Maywood, thank you. Councillor Wilson?
Yeah, largely the report speaks for itself. It's pleasing to see the timeline with planned engagement of the community. I guess this scheme and the work that goes into it is one of the areas that the community can have a notable impact in dictating where and how things move forward in the community going forward. So hopefully there's a strong engagement from the community through those sessions. But happy to move the commencement and starting that process under this motion. Thanks.
Thank you. Councillor Maywood.
Very similar comments to Councillor Wilson. I'm looking forward to having the community engagement piece, and I think that's really important. And yeah, I guess just reiterating the fact that this is a great opportunity for the community to have say in how the town grows and adapts to the future, and yeah, happy to support.
Lovely. Does anyone want to speak against the motion? No. Does anyone want to speak for the motion? Okay. I see no. Therefore, Councillor Wilson, would you like to close the discussion?
Yeah. No. Nothing further. Thank you.
Okay. If there's nothing further, then I'll put that motion. I think that's listed on page 163, pursuant to the Planning Development Act and the preparation, the publishing, and the providing the information out, and then dealing with the consultation. So I put that motion 30.6. And before the motion, please raise your hands, and that's unanimous. Thank you. Item 13.7, which deals with the amendments in regards to the annual review of the delegation register. Can I have a mover, please, for that? Councillor Donovan, thank you. Seconded Councillor Wilson. Councillor Donovan.
Well, we're following regulations, really, but it's always good to see that it's tight, the regulations, and I mean, because we are open to scrutiny of all sorts. And I've just got nothing else to say other than I support.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Wilson?
No, nothing further to add.
Lovely. Any further comments, questions from other councillors? No? Look, I do note it's a necessary need, and particularly devolving to the new members of... That's in this, so there's Jakes and Fraser being noted there to assist the CEO in managing the the administration, which is an absolutely important delegation requirement. So I think it's an absolute requirement. So thank you. If there's nothing further, I believe that's on page 171. Everyone for the motion, please raise your hand. And thank you. That's unanimously approved. 13.8. Council meeting, October 2025. Here we go, election year this year. So could I have a move? I think the report is self-explanatory. Could I have a move, please? Councillor Wilson, you've been busy tonight. And Councillor Maywood, thank you. Councillor Wilson.
Well, listen, I'm always pleased to be a mover of cancelling a council meeting, so I'm happy to support the motion. But no, in all due regard, the need to move it because of the upcoming elections is a necessity. So I'm happy to move the motion and then support a follow-up meeting only being held a week later, so ensuring that we maintain the required number of meetings in the month. So thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Maywood?
Yes, similar to Councillor Wilson's comments, I think, especially given I was sworn in and attended my first council meeting on the same day, I would appreciate gaps being given for new councillors so that some sort of induction can be held. So you're very supportive.
Okay. A good point raised then, I think. Okay. Anyone else against the change in the motion? I see none. Councillor Wilson, would you close?
Yeah, no, nothing further.
Nothing further. There's no further discussion. Then I put that motion. That's on page 174 to move the October meeting of 2025 to deal with this the government election. Everyone for the motion, please raise your hands. And that's agreed and approved unanimously. Thank you. 13.9. Good news. Okay. The acceptance of the community assistance grants for 2025 to 2026. Can I have a mover, please, for the motion? Councillor Wilson and Councillor Harrington. I saw the hand. Thank you. Councillor Wilson.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to speak to this. It's one of the small activities as a councillor that I actually derive joy and happiness in being able to distribute the funds to some struggling clubs, some that are okay financially, but certainly to some clubs on that list that do struggle. And it's pleasing to see that we can help in a small way across clubs that really do form the backbone of the community, and also are clubs that, on the whole, when you look at that list, there's a large percentage that, and the funds were directed as a large percentage towards the youth, which is always pleasing to see. So happy to move the motion.
Thank you. Councillor Harrington? Councillor, did your microphone, sorry.
Yeah, I also enjoy seeing these little groups get this money, and I was really glad to see that they went to the lesser ones who often gets turned over to the, without me saying, the football clubs and everything like that. But this year, a really nice spread, and I congratulate the people on who came along to that. It was fantastic. Well done.
Lovely. Anyone would like to speak for or against? No? If that's the case, I'll close the debate. Councillor Wilson, anything further?
No, nothing further.
Okay. If there's nothing further, then I put your attention to page 179, which is the acceptance of the community grant assistance to those clubs and associations that have been listed. Anything for the motion, please raise your hands. And that's agreed unanimously. Thank you. Right, here we get to the exciting bit. 13.10, the monthly report for May 2025. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Wilson, thank you. Can I have a seconder? Councillor Donovan, thank you. Councillor Wilson.
No, the report speaks for itself this month, Peter. Well done. I do have a question in the coming report, so I'll save it till then. So thank you.
Okay.
I have nothing else to add to it. It's very clear. The favourable and unfavourable, it's always good to see a couple more favourable, but that's good. Thank you.
Any other further questions from the other elected members? No? Look, the only comment that I'm going to make is that some... While disappointed to see legal expenses go up, unfortunately, it was a necessary need, particularly around the community facility. It's absolutely imperative that the town is not only seen to be looking after its finances, but also dealing with those legal issues associated with that. So it's an absolute, and we've all been involved in some of those discussions. So it's, and while we would rather not have that expense, but if required, it's absolutely necessary and needed. So thank you to the CEO who's obviously been dealing with that, and maybe others around the table. So that's all I'm going to remark. Councillor Wilson, any other further comments?
No, that was all. Thank you.
Okay. If that's further, then I shall put that motion. That's on... you can tell me. I think it starts on page 184. Anyone for the motion, please raise your hands. Lovely. Thank you. And that's approved unanimously. Moving forward to 1311, the accounts for May 2025. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Donovan, thank you. Seconder, Councillor Wilson.
Yeah, I have nothing to add except the items even for May, as the Chair was referring to, were quite high with as far as which I think was necessary to have an independent review of the Town of East Fremantle's, of the community park, and also, I mean, we focus is always something that's we're supported by and well done. And the other one I noticed was hopefully one of the last for a while for the legal fees, with which have been, and maybe we won't require as many soon, as well as consultants. So that's the only comment I have.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Wilson?
Yeah, thank you. Two questions, if I may. Happy to move the motion in support of it, but two questions, if I may, through the Chair. EFT 39293, it's a contribution towards Tricolore building upgrade of $22,000. Maybe it's the description, but I'm just not understanding that this is a payment out, but it's paid to of the $22,000. So maybe just explain that.
Peter, thank you, CEO.
So through the Chair, that was an offset arrangement with the soccer club. So you may recall, I think it was the December council meeting where council agreed to contribute $22,000 towards the internal refurbishment of the Tricolore Hall. And on the other side of the ledger, the club actually owed monies to the town for the refurbishment of the change room. So it was simply an offset agreement whereby they agreed to forego their payment of $22,000 and we offset that against their debt.
Thank you for reminding me of that. And then the second question, not so much about the finance, but an update on the bore on the East Fremantle Community Park. Is that the final invoice that we should see as the final cost and the works have now been completed?
Through the Chair, to my understanding, it is. I think we were commissioning one more set of testing post the installation, and so that may still incur a cost for that, but the bulk of the cost has already been accounted for.
Thank you. Nothing further.
Lovely. Thank you, Councillor Wilson. Any further questions to the exec managers? Oh, there's no question from me. So, Councillor Donovan, you're okay if I close?
No.
Thank you. Then I put your attention to, I think it's page 208, it starts the recommendation. Everyone for the approval of the report? Thank you. Please raise your hand. Lovely. And that's approved unanimously. Two more items. Gunning it. Okay, item 13.12, the Climate Action Reference Terms of Reference Review. Can I have a mover, please, for that item? Councillor Wilson, thank you, and second Councillor Maywood, thank you. Councillor Wilson.
Yeah, I guess as a document that presents the terms of reference for the group, it speaks for itself. The group is extremely important in the town, and listening to their views is important to make sure that we think towards the future, and them operating under a set and clear terms of reference helps that communication. So happy to support it.
Thank you. Councillor Maywood.
Similar comments to Councillor Wilson, supportive of the changes that increases the group's efficiency and I guess aligns them more closely with the town's existing processes. I agree with Councillor Wilson, the group, we're incredibly lucky to have the group in the town. And it's fantastic to see that these changes were developed in collaboration with the officers, elected members, and also the members of the group as well.
Thank you. Does anyone want to speak against the terms of reference? Any further comments? Look, I'll raise just one comment. As a co-author of part of that report, it's absolutely imperative that the two groups, be it the CAG membership, the community membership, and also the town, can work hand in hand. And I thank Grace, and I thank him before Grace, I'm kind of who started that process, as well as key members of the CAG that helped form part of that, and obviously Fraser, bringing all that together. So we look forward to, and as the chair of the CAG committee, at least for the next few months, I look forward to how we can move forward with the CAG in the upcoming years, using the ground rules in which how the group will interact and work together. So thank you. Councillor Wilson, would you like to close the discussion?
No, nothing further.
Nothing further. If there's nothing further, then I put that motion. I'm not sure what page it is, but even for the motion, please raise your hands, and that's approved unanimously. Moving on to the last item for tonight. Okay, 42 minutes, lovely. Okay, the Climate Action Reference Group expression of interest. Okay, Councillor Maywood, thank you. Hang on, Councillor.
I'd like to move a deferment for this item.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Sorry, excuse me, through the chair. Just to make sure we're in compliance with media procedures like the law, we just need to identify when we would defer it to and the reason, and that would be what's then recorded in the meeting.
Yeah, I'm happy to speak to that now. Yeah, I'd like to defer it to, or suggest deferring it to the next council meeting so it can be discussed at the upcoming concept forum. It's great to see that so many members of the community applied for the three positions available on CAG, and I think because of that, it would be worth taking the time to properly consider the applications, and I think especially given the fact that Councillor Collinson and Mayor O'Neill, who are members of CAG, are away and who have a greater understanding than the rest of the elected members on the current skill gaps in CAG and who would be prepared perhaps best to fit in and strengthen that group. I think it would be worth discussing that as a whole council so we can, strengthen that group.
Okay. Thank you. Did we get that reason?
Yeah.
Okay, lovely. Councillor Harrington, any?
I agree. I think it's very important with the numbers that we have involved that we actually choose the right people for this, because there's no point in having people who are just necessarily interested. It's a specific type of committee, and I think it needs the best.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
So I that being put, I shall move that. Councillor Hamilton. Yes. Okay. What shall I call for? people who don't disagree?
It's just in the normal way. Is it those in favour, raise your hand.
Okay, so those in favour of the deferment, please raise your hand. Okay, and that's accepted by unanimously. Thank you. Therefore, that will be moved to the next council meeting and then deal with more formally as very articulated by Councillor Maywood. Thank you. That brings us to the close of tonight. Okay, so item 14, there's no motions in which previous motions have been given. Item 15, there's no notice of motions for consideration at the next meeting. Questions by members by which due notice have been given is nil. Any business from an urgent nature by other members? That's nil. There's no matters behind closed doors. Therefore, closure of the meeting is 7:15. There we are. Champion. And...